Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, John Harrison. John is a certified financial planner and also a minister. And he's the author of Making Mammoth Serve You, AspireFA.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
AspireFA.com. So check that out, folks. You can find John's book, Making Mammoth Serve You, wherever books are sold. John, we've been talking about investing and some of the quirky stuff that goes on in the investing world. I'll let you talk about anything you want to in this last segment, but I would like for you to spend a little bit of time talking about the difference between investing and trading, because when I watch, I think most of what drives markets today, 95%, and that's my number, is trading, not investing. And I think that's one of the things that's not only wrong with Wall Street, it's what's hurting America and our economy and the middle class. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. The largest players by far in the investment markets are institutional players. And they, by definition, can't always afford to take the long view of things. They're competing with each other for short-term returns.
They could. They just choose not to.
Yes, that's true.
Because you know what? If you and I are walking down the road at the same place, at the same pace, and we're both going to get there eventually, and we can go along side by side, if I don't break out running, then why would you need to run? You know what
right.
I mean? Let's just at some point in time, and I'm trying not to sound like a Luddite here with in terms of investing, but at some time, what somebody's got to say, why are we running?
You know what it is? I think it's a human nature thing that is in almost every field of endeavor. You've mentioned the media a couple of times, like MSNBC and what have you. Have you noticed that on any major news media, the emphasis is on breaking news and getting a story out first?
Yeah.
So there's no time to figure out
competition
if the story
is
true or accurate.
Competition. I love competition. It's competition helps us seek excellence.
But it can be twisted if we're not careful with how we approach it. And so in the investment world, often the goal is to see if I can't, you know, get something from this micro movement that's happening today or what have you, some incremental advantage over yesterday. And it focuses the institutions on very short-term results. And as a consequence, the media that talks about investing focuses very short-term.
I've coined a phrase that I'm developing a book around pretty much right now, John, and the phrase is, just because I can doesn't mean I should.
That's exactly right. And for investors, the thing that's easiest to do is probably the thing you most shouldn't do, because to be an investor as opposed to a trader, and there are traders who make money, although I'm not convinced there are any who can do it consistently over the long term. With these fast strategies. But an investor is someone who sees a company or a group of companies or a sector or something that he wants to own because he's happy and proud about what that business does and wants to be, and he anticipates that they can do it profitably, so he wants to be part owner of that profit stream. And it's a long-term thing. It is not based on any guesstimate about what the market will do next week. The media basically asks two questions, which tend to be irrelevant. They ask, why did the market do what it did yesterday? There's always a reason for everything. My shorthand is the Dow was down sharply yesterday on rumors that the Dow would be down sharply yesterday. And the other thing they ask is, what will the market do next? And for most investors, neither of those questions is relevant. What they need to know is, what do I own, why do I own it, and why do I think that over the long term this will be profitable?
And what is the trend for that industry, for that company, for that product? Is their product mature, or is it rising? You know, where is it on the time? Which are fundamentals, aren't they?
Exactly. And if you can answer those questions to your satisfaction, then the bonus here is that you can happily and comfortably ignore all the noise about the urgent tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and focus on your long-term
and
planning.
go enjoy your life, right?
Exactly, because you weren't meant to spend your days poring over
worrying about what the stock market. I hate it when people say, "What did the markets do today?" I want to say, "I don't know. What did your house do today?"
Exactly.
Right? Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, my pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, AspireFA.com is his website. Making Mammoth Serve You is his book. He's good stuff, John Harrison. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.